Regina, both Premier Scott Moe and opposition leader Carla Beck have issued strong responses to the imposition of 25% tariffs on Canadian goods by U.S. President Donald Trump. Moe issued his response on social media Saturday night, after a conference call of the provincial premiers with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to craft a response to the tariffs. Tonight, Trudeau announced Canada would be retaliating with 25% tariffs of their own against the USA, which will begin to take effect Tuesday. In his statement on social media, Premier Moe said the decision by Trump is disappointing and will damage both our country's economies, workers and consumers. Moe reiterated his support for very targeted and specific retaliatory measures to initial tariffs, but added, this should never be the longer-term answer. Moe adds his government would continue to work with all Saskatchewan businesses and other governments to find common ground on this important issue to ensure that damaging tariffs are removed as quickly as possible. Premier Moe is expected to say more about how his government will respond at a news conference in Saskatoon on Monday. Earlier on Saturday, opposition leader Carla Beck issued her response to the tariffs, continuing her call for a unified approach to the issue. Beck said their number one focus is on protecting Saskatchewan jobs and industries. The NDP news release stated that Beck was at the legislature on Saturday, meeting with her shadow ministers for finance, trade and exports, jobs and the economy, and energy and resource development. This is a time to come together, put politics aside, and mount a unified response that will protect Saskatchewan livelihoods. We're ready to do that work, whatever it takes. The people of Saskatchewan expect nothing less, and our economic future is far too important, Beck said in a statement. The NDP's news release is pledging their MLAs will be at the legislature Monday, ready to protect Saskatchewan livelihoods. Beck is also reiterating her party's call for an emergency return of the legislature to mount an immediate response. The full statements from both Premier Scott Moe and from Carla Beck are reprinted below. Premier Scott Moe: the decision by President Trump to impose tariffs on all Canadian products is disappointing and will damage both our country's economies, workers and consumers. We agree that we need to have strong, secure borders. The U.S. has been clear in this priority. Saskatchewan has been equally clear about efforts to stop the flow of fentanyl and illegal migrants. We have enhanced our provincial border security measures. Saskatchewan is calling on the federal government to take all necessary steps to strengthen border security and have fentanyl removed from our communities in Canada and the USA. I am calling on the federal government to strengthen the Criminal Code of Canada to toughen penalties for drug offenses, specifically fentanyl. As I have said, I support very targeted and specific retaliatory measures to initial tariffs. However, this should never be the longer-term answer. Saskatchewan's exports are crucial to supporting food and energy security across North America and around the world. We will also be working to ensure diversification of Saskatchewan markets for our goods. We will continue to work with all Saskatchewan businesses and other governments to find common ground on this important issue to ensure that damaging tariffs are removed as quickly as possible. Make absolutely no mistake, these tariffs will cost American and Canadian families more. That will weaken the highly integrated North American economy, which benefits our nations that may not be our allies. Tariffs are harmful to all of us in North America. Opposition leader Carla Beck: I want the people of Saskatchewan to know that we hear their concerns and we're working day and night to put a stop to a no-win trade war. These tariffs and incoming retaliatory measures will increase the cost of food, energy, and fuel on both sides of the border. Our number one focus is protecting Saskatchewan jobs and industries. This isn't hypothetical anymore. We're dealing with an administration that is determined to bring in these tariffs regardless of the impacts to workers or wallets on either side of the border. This is a time to come together, put politics aside, and mount a unified response that will protect Saskatchewan livelihoods. We're ready to do that work, whatever it takes. The people of Saskatchewan expect nothing less, and our economic future is far too important.